was Fred Hammond radical for Christ? Has Fred Hammond been radical for Christ?
Absolutely, yeah. You know, radical has not, is not, the definition of radical is not jumping around, you know, making a lot of noise. You know, radical is in my thinking. Christ was radical himself. He came at a time and was very radical. And so my thinking, meaning I'm not going to stay inside of the box with how I say what I'm going to say. And when I thought about my whole approach, you know, how we dressed, how we did things, and then going against the grain of what gospel music was at that time, and bringing in, you know, this new sound, it was very radical. And then how I talked to people, how I thought about people, how I thought about them in their struggle. You know, I didn't think about them the same way as everybody else may have thought. You know, church, traditional church, was really more so a place where you go to come and be ashamed, you know, each week and try to get it together. Whereas I was saying, well, you know, God looks at you a little differently. He approaches things a little differently. You know, the woman at the well, most times I've ever heard that message, it was, you know, was Jesus was kind of, you know, he was kind of scolding it, you know, and that's how I always heard the message preaching. Everybody would jump up and shout, and, you know, and you let me have some water to drink. If you knew who it was that was talking to you, you give me, you know, you'd ask me to give you some water. And out of your belly would flow rivers of living water. Where's your husband? And she would say, I don't have her. That's right. And the man you sleeping with now ain't your husband, you know, and she went running through the city, and that's where I always heard it,
mm-hmm.
until one day I heard it different. When he asked her, he said, hey, where's your husband? And she was ashamed. She said, I don't have one. And Jesus approached it more like, yeah, and the man that you're with now does not even respect you enough to give you his name. And you don't have to live like that. You are worth something. You are valuable. You're not what you think you are. Then that woman, when she got that revelation from that loving Savior, she ran through the streets and said, there's a man that can love you where you need to be loved. Come and hear him. You know, and that's the kind of way I think. I hear it that way, as opposed to hearing it the traditional, you know, get your life together in a kind of way. So, yeah, radical.
Wow, radical. That is awesome. Edwin Hawkins, the Winans, James Cleveland, how have they molded or been influences for Fred Hammond?
Great influences. I listened to all of them growing up, from James Cleveland to Edwin Hawkins. And Edwin Hawkins, I used to listen to his whole Happy Day, and I would listen to it over and over and over again. And I would listen to the music there. I would listen to the bass line. I was just a young kid, you know, probably 8, 9 years old, 7, 8, 9 years old, or whatever. And I would just listen to it over and over again, and, you know, listen to his other albums that came out, The Comforter Has Come, you know, which I have an album song of mine, but it's not like that or from that. But he was one of the first times I ever heard somebody talk about the Holy Ghost on the earth. Then the Winans, you know, I grew up with those guys. They called the Testimonials. We did concerts together. We had a group, you know, and we would kind of go around the city, do midnight musical together, and they weren't that polished. They were just really good. You know, we enjoyed singing, hearing them, until one day we heard that Andre Crouch found them. And we were all happy for him. But when I heard that record, I was driving down Finkel Avenue, and I heard Restoration would finally come, and I heard the polished sound. I heard this thing, and I heard this production that came out, and I froze, and I've never heard nothing like that before. And at that moment, I made the decision and said, I'm going to try to do this for a living, because they made it from Detroit. And I figured if they made it, I could make it, never knowing that I would be with them. But I just felt, they gave me a sense of hope that I could do this for a living. And it was amazing.
I Will Trust, your lead single. It features Breanne Hammond. You got to be proud of her, Fred.
Yes, sir. I really am. I think, you know, she's great. She's doing great. I watched her do a thing, but I never forced her. And she's been singing for a long time now, here since she's like 17 years old, so 10 years. And I let her come to me, you know. I let her reach out and come to me, you know, and when she was ready. And it all, you know, kind of came together and made sense.
Let's talk about some more songs on I Will Trust. Tell us about the song, Lord, Have Your Way.
One of the songs that was written by my drummer and myself. He came to me. I told him, I said, I need a song that has a little ballad or a slower tempo, and I'm feeling, you know, the conversation has to be something rich. And, you know, before I could start writing the song, my drummer said, can I sing you this little chorus I have? And he said, Lord, have your way, Lord, have your way, Lord, have your way in my life. He's not a singer, but I could hear it. Mm-hmm. But the subject that he sang was very, very, it captured me. Number one, I was in a lot of pain, and I was sitting all the time, and I was trying to stand up, and I was trying to walk, you know. And as he said that, it just resonated. And I remembered my mom, when she had a stroke, that everybody was dancing around her and worshiping the Lord and claiming victory. And I just kind of sat in the corner. And the nurses came in expecting a concert, and the room was kind of packed. You know, oh, something's going to happen. Fred Hammond about to go off, and he's about to watch it. And I didn't feel like going off. I didn't feel like singing. I didn't feel like anything. It's not that I was boycotting. I was just trying to understand the moment, how, you know, my mom was laying there and she couldn't talk. And then they were saying that her brain was 80% filled with blood and they were swollen. And I'm trying to figure it out. And everybody quoting scriptures and everything. And I sat there and I said, in my own prayer time, while everybody was doing that, I sat there and said, Lord, you know what we'd like to happen. You know what we'd like to happen. But you absolutely know what's going to happen. So whatever you decide, it's going to be good. And it will accept you. And you're still good. And that was me saying, Lord, have your way. And when Calvin heard, I went and wrote the lyrics. You know, Calvin got very emotional when he heard the lyrics the next day. And he said his father had came to him in a dream and sang that song at a piano. And he got up and put it in his voice recorder. Well, his father had just recently passed. Something like that. His father just recently passed and said, man, my dad sang that to me. So it lined up without us even knowing, you know.
Wow.
Well, that's that, Lord, have your way.
His Perfect Love.
Oh, man, His Perfect Love, you know, it's simple. You know, I just want to encourage people, you know, when they think that they're lost and they're done. I just want people to know that His Perfect Love is on them. You know, that He still loves you, and He has a perfect love. You know, the bottom line, the Bible says perfect love casts out all fear, you know, and His perfect love, you know, that we can rest in that.
You Bless Me Over and Over.
Yes, a fun little song to keep reminding people that we're blessed in the city and in the field. We're blessed when we come and when we go. It's just a song of revelation. You know, just be thankful. As a matter of fact, I remember what I took the vibe from. Me and one of my people, we took the vibe from an old Tessie Hill song, the attitude or the thought from, you know, you keep on doing great things for me. If I had 10,000 tongues, I would praise you to everyone. You keep on doing best thing, and that's where I kind of took the idea from.
Festival of Praise.
Just a party. I'm just having a party in Jesus, that's all. Let's get together and let's really throw down. Let's have a party.
Speaking of a party in Jesus, I have never heard anybody do Jesus build a fence around me the way that you did that, Fred. What made you do it like that, huh?
Oh no, I was just saying, you know, that was a fun song, you know, and the way it came across was at the Azusa Conference in Tulsa, Oklahoma. They were doing an album. It's called The Pearson. They were doing an album of great standards, old standards, and Carlton, he reached out and said, I want you to do something, just do something. That song was kind of on the list. And I said, has anybody did this one? He said, no. I said, okay, cool. Then let me try it. You know, and then I said, let's put a swing to it and let's go.
Man, love that song. Hot song. Still play it today. We're going to wrap things up, Fred. And before we go, I want to say an early happy birthday to you.
Well, thank you, brother. Hey, appreciate it.
Yeah, December 27th is your birthday. Am I correct?
Absolutely.
Fred,
absolutely.
You...
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Now, I was going to say you and I share the same birthday.
Get out of here.
I was like, wow. I said, I got to let Fred know that he and I share the same birthday, December 27th, man. Let me ask you this, Fred.
Well, happy
this
birthday is... to you, too, bro. Happy early birthday
hey,
to you as well.
Thank you. This is what happened to me. People would give me one gift. Did that ever happen to you, you know, Christmas and birthday together?
Oh, yeah. They just threw it in. You know, they thought they were slick. Get you one gift or, you know, get you two gifts for Christmas and, you know, hold one back. Call that that. No, man, you normally we get three or four on Christmas.
Yeah.
Well, what you doing? What's the problem here?
Hey, for real. Fred, if
you got cheated a lot.
Yeah, I know that's right. If folks want to get in touch with you, are you on Facebook? Do you tweet? How can they get in touch with you? How can they pick up your music?
Real Fred Hammond on Facebook, Real Fred Hammond on Twitter, Real Fred H on Instagram.
All right, Fred, it has been a pleasure. Thank you for taking your time, and may God continue to bless you and continue to be in his will and continue to make that great music, Fred Hammond.
You got it, bro.
It's our guest, Fred Hammond, inside of the Gospel Spotlight.